Okay, this hour we'll continue to take your phone calls with Dr. Joel Wallach about your health. And don't forget his website is criticalhealthnews.com. And the toll-free number, if you don't get through with us, is 1-855-949-7234. Let's just take care of yourself. Okay, welcome back with Dr. Joel Wallach as we talk about your health. And Joel, Bill, of course, he said he was 5'10", weighed 225, suffers with OCD. He's taking every medicine made, type 2 diabetes. He's taking metformin. He's got sleep apnea. What are we going to do for this guy?
Well, all of these health problems are caused by nutritional deficiencies. Sleep apnea is actually a normal behavior. The ability to breathe when you're sleeping has to do with carbon dioxide levels in your blood. And if you're a person who, when you go to sleep, you just don't move and you wake up in the morning, you're in the same position you got into when you first went to sleep, you're going to stop breathing two or three times an hour. This is a normal behavior called sleep apnea, and medical doctors have demonized it and made it a disease so they can sell CPAP machines and do surgeries and prescribe drugs. It's that you watch a snake sleeping, they have sleep apnea. You watch a dog sleeping, they have sleep apnea. A whale has sleep apnea. Monkeys have sleep apnea. Worms have sleep apnea. It's a normal behavior. And so they need to go sell their CPAP machine on eBay, Bill does, right? We're going to help him sleep better. When you have insomnia, that's caused by nutritional deficiencies, okay? So type 2 diabetes is a simple mineral deficiency. We've known that for 80 years. We can make the U.S. a type 2 diabetes-free country in 2 months or less, supplementing properly. Then, when you have OCD, every brain disease you can think of, depression, manic depression, bipolar disease, OCD, schizophrenia, psychosis, ADD, ADHD, autism, every brain disease you can think of is a nutritional deficiency of the brain. Things like Parkinson's disease, MS, Lou Gehrig's disease, Huntington's disease, these are all nutritional deficiencies of the brain. So what I would do for Bill is I'd get him on two of our programs we call the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. It's going to give him the nutrients necessary to maximize the maintenance repair of the brain, the heart, and the liver. All these things are good for each other. And then I would throw in the secret sauce, we call it, for type 2 diabetes, which we call Sweeties. I'd have him take 9 of those capsules a day in addition to 2 Healthy Brain and Heart Packs.
Is that because of his weight? He takes so many?
Yeah, it's caused by body weight, right? And so we want to maximize this nutrition because he's missing these minerals, and that's why he has type 2 diabetes. And so I want him to take 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner, and he needs to take his fasting blood sugar every morning before he medicates himself, even metformin or injectable insulin, doesn't matter. And as his blood sugar drops, and it will, he needs to reduce his medication that his doctor has taught him to do. The doctor says, hey, your blood sugar goes up, take more medication. Blood sugar goes down, take less medication. He gets down his blood sugar below 100. His A1C hemoglobin below 5 or 2 weeks in a row or 2 or 3 months for the A1C in a row without medication, he's an ex-diabetic at that point. Now, how long does he need to take all these nutrients? Well, forever. They're missing in our food today, and the only reason you have to take them is because you cannot get them from their food anymore. You must supplement with them, otherwise they'll be back in the hole.
It's unfortunate you can't get it with the food, but you're right.
No,
you have to supplement.
Yeah, well, this is actually came out. It was the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, came out in April of 2014. It was a 100-year study, George. It went from 1914 to 2014. They said that our soils are 85% depleted in minerals, and 95% of Americans are minerally deficient. That's the USDA in April of 2014, a 100-year study. 95% of Americans are minerally deficient. Okay, and we will be standing at graveside burying our kids if we don't supplement. This is very well recognized by all authorities, and people have to take responsibility and get to work and do this stuff. Now, I suspect that with this mineral supplement program, that we will support and promote healthy blood sugar levels, healthy A1C levels. We'll support and promote healthy brain function. But I would add one more thing here, just to ensure that his brain is getting everything it needs to function properly. And this would be the Synaptive. It's called Synaptive. It's a multiple that's made for the brain to take along with the 2 Healthy Brain and Heart Packs. It's going to give him the raw materials necessary for his brain to make neurotransmitters, so his brain is going to function properly. Okay? He needs to eat about 8 to 10 eggs a day to give himself the cholesterol to rebuild the brain function. he'll need them to be cooked soft boil with soft yolk, soft poached with soft yolk, soft scrambling butter, not oils or margarine. And stay away from all the bad stuff, anything with free radicals, trans fats, heterocyclic amines, microwave popcorn, oils, olive oil, coconut oil, margins, managed cellular dressing, cooking oil, no fried food, no processed.
Yeah, you got me off the microwave popcorn. Thanks.
Yeah, well, it causes 50,000 heart attacks alone in America each year and 20,000 deaths. Just microwave popcorn because of the trans fats.
Jesus. All right, let's go to Bill in Hastings, Florida. We got calls are lining up for you, Doc. Go ahead, Bill.
Hi.
Hi there.
Yes, sir. For Dr. Wallach, in regards to the meat products he was talking about, like hot dogs, cold cuts,
yep,
any type of processed meat, and you said that that tends to cause cancer. And I was wondering, could that be because of the nitrites and so forth that they put in, the type of preservatives they put in the meat? And if so,
absolutely,
yeah. And if that's the case, if you were able to eliminate those preservatives, would the meat then be safe? And what I was wondering is, I've heard that food can be irradiated, and it'll last for a very long time without preservatives. And the irradiation is supposed to be safe. And I was wondering what your thoughts are on that.
All right, nitrites and irradiation, Doc.
Okay, well, nitrites certainly are the cause of the increased risk of cancer, to the point where if you're eating things like deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, jerky, these kinds of things, it will increase your risk of lung and colon cancer at the same rate as smoking or working in an asbestos environment. I've been saying that since 1971 when I came out with a paper that was published in international journals. I did 20,000 autopsies and looked at that stuff. And the World Health Organization said it in the middle of October of this year. Okay, so they're a little bit late, but they confirmed what I've been saying since 71. Now, there's different brands of meats that are processed meats where they don't have the nitrates and nitrites directly added to it, but they use celery seed flour and celery flour, where they dry the celery and pulverize it in powder, and they put that in there. Well, the biggest source of nitrates and nitrites outside of the chemical is celery, because they fertilize it so heavily with nitrates and nitrites. It's a sort of backdoor source of nitrates and nitrites, and they don't have to report it. They just say it's made with celery seed flour and celery, mm-hmm, celery flour, and so that's still dangerous. I don't like irradiated anything because maybe potential radiation. I don't know. We'll have to get a Geiger counter and test it out. What I like to do, George, is just dry meat. Just dry it like they do in Africa. Just
like beef jerky, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but don't put any nitrates. I mean, you just dry it. Beef jerky is perfect. Just dry it. I like to go to a butcher and ask for like 5 pounds of pork belly, and I have it cut into quarter inch thick slices, and I will dry it with some coarse salt, or sea salt, or kosher salt on it, and cracked peppercorns, and just dry it out in the sun. You have to put it under a screen so the flies don't walk all over
right,
and contaminate
right
with E. coli and stuff. But let the sun dry it out, and then I will heat it up in one of these nonstick skillets. I like to call them skillets because I don't even like to use the word frying, and cover it with a wet paper towel. It just comes out perfect. It has a great bacon taste. And it's comfortable to eat, but it's not crispy. I don't want it crispy because you're getting into trouble there, temperature.
That's right.
And so that's the way to do it.
Interesting. Okay, let's take a few more calls here. D in Eugene, Oregon. Hey, D, you're on with Doc Wallach. Go ahead.
Good evening.
Hi.
A longtime listener and a longtime follower of Dr. Wallach.
Excellent.
Hi.
And I just wanted to ask you, Dr. Wallach, I've been taking the Beyond Tangy Tangerine now for 2 months, and I cannot believe the difference. And so I've been taking it long enough that I want to know what else I should be taking. I have a condition called lymphedema. Are you familiar with that?
Yes. Did you have some lymph nodes removed from under your arms?
No. They really don't know how I got it. I wasn't born with it. It just came on. And
in one arm or two? Is it in your legs or is it your arms or where?
It's all over. It's even in my head.
Wow.
Okay.
It's just really a strange disease.
Well, let me ask you. I know it. Let me ask you a couple of questions here.
Okay.
I'm very familiar with Oregon. I actually had a practice there for 12 years in Oregon, so I went to school in Portland and know it very well. But do you have any history of any eczema or dermatitis or dry skin?
Yes. In my childhood.
Did you have asthma? Do you have asthma as a kid?
I had a lot of allergies.
Okay. Did you ever have any, like, irritable bowel syndrome or appendix out or anything like that?
No.
Okay. But you do have skin problems.
Not now, but I did as a child.
Okay. Yeah, well, I believe you have a gluten intolerance, okay? And you're probably not absorbing very well. You have a absorption problem. And when you have sort of this lymphedema, you have edema all over your body, no liver disease, no heart disease, no kidney disease, they can't put their finger on it, why it's happening. Invariably, it could be due to a low protein. How many eggs are you eating every day?
I eat eggs maybe once or twice a week, not very often.
How much do you weigh?
Well, with the lymphedema, I gained a lot of weight really fast. I weigh around 200 pounds.
And how tall are you?
About 5'5".
Yeah, 5'5" for a lady. I'd like to see you weigh 135, 140, so maybe 60 pounds overweight. What I would have you do is make sure you're going to eat 69 eggs a day. I wouldn't even cook them in butter. I would poach them with a soft yolk or a soft boil with a soft yolk and put a little gluten-free salsa or picante sauce on them to spice them up a little bit to get your blood protein up. I would go ahead and take, it's your body weight, 2 healthy digestive packs per month. Get all the nutrients and get your digestion right with the enzymes and so forth. I would eat those eggs. Avoid gluten like a plague. Stay away from gluten so you can maximally absorb the nutrients and also absorb the protein. And that's where I would start. Invariably, when you have these obscure things, you have very visible symptoms, you've gained weight. It's very typical of a gluten intolerance because you can absorb calories when you're gluten intolerant, but it's very difficult to absorb nutrients. And the history of skin problems as a kid tells me you have this problem. And let me ask you one more question. Do you have any brothers and sisters that have had skin problems or asthma or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Nope.
Well, let's go with that, and then let's talk in a couple of weeks.
What about hard-boiled eggs? Are they good, too?
Hard-boiled eggs are a good source of protein, but they don't have any usable cholesterol. And one of the great deficiencies that have been driven by medical doctors, George, is a cholesterol deficiency. We wind up with low T, erectile dysfunction. Women get menopause when they're 30 years old. They stop cycling. They get dysmenorrhea. People get adrenal exhaustion. And worst of all, they get Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is actually a cholesterol deficiency driven by doctors telling people to get on a cholesterol-restricted diet and to take statin drugs to lower their cholesterol. Every doctor who ever wrote a prescription for a statin drug should be put in jail.
Oh, my God, Doc. Jeez. I did hear that low cholesterol was worse than high cholesterol. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Low cholesterol will cause Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease. It did not occur 45 years ago by any other name. It's the number 4 killer of adults over the age of 65 now. It's caused by using statin drugs to lower your cholesterol. Doctors are insane about getting your cholesterol below 140. The Eskimos above the Arctic Circle, the Inuit Eskimos, George, their blood cholesterols run 350 to 500. They eat nothing but red meat and blubber, whale meat and whale blubber, walrus meat, walrus blubber, seal meat, seal blubber, bear meat, bear fat. They don't eat fruit. They don't eat vegetables. They don't eat nuts. They don't eat grains. They don't get heart attacks and strokes. They're written up 10, 12 times every year in journals, medical journals, and doctors ignore this because they have this romance with statin drugs because they get kickbacks and Mercedes and travel, all kinds of stuff for writing those prescriptions.
What is it that lowers the hardening of the arteries? What causes it? Is it inflammation?
You got it. You hit the nail on the head. And again, that was in my paper I wrote in 1971. It's inflammation. It has nothing to do with cholesterol. And it's caused by eating things like fried foods. You always hear me say, George, no fried foods, no processed meats. Absolutely no oils. These are the things that cause clogged arteries. And when I looked at these arteries, and I compared them from vegetarian animals and vegetarian people, vegan animals and vegan people, meat-eating animals and meat-eating people, the vegetarians and the vegans, both animals and people, had the worst clogged arteries. sheep had clogged arteries, but it wasn't cholesterol. It's actually scar tissue. When you do the stains in the plaque charts, looking for cholesterol, et cetera, et cetera, the scar tissue or the plaque in the arteries is actually scar tissue caused by inflammation because of trans fats, heterocyclamines, and acrylamides, eating burnt meat, eating meat cooked too well, done, the fat is browned, microwave popcorn, cooking oil, salad dressings. All of these things are what causes plugged arteries, not red meat and fat, unless you're burning it.
All right, let's go to Virginia in Jacksonville, Florida. Welcome to the show, Virginia.
Yes, good morning. Right. First of all, my insomnia is caused by listening to Coast to Coast.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Listen, I'm in my 80s, and I've never smoked or drank, and don't take any medicine. All my weight is normal, and I've been eating fresh fruit, and you're saying that not to eat oranges and everything because of the sugar. But what about the vitamin C that caused scurvy years ago? That I'm just curious about that. That's my main question.
All right.
Okay, well, it's a great question. And, of course, you get more vitamin C from green leafy vegetables than you get from oranges. Back in the old days, in the days of the sail, if every sailor would have taken a head of cabbage with him and eaten a head of cabbage during his trip, he would not have gotten scurvy.
They didn't know that, though, did they?
No, they didn't. And, of course, doctors were looking for the germs because Pasteur had come up with a germ theory and everything, including cancer and insanity, according to doctors, was caused by germs back in those days. And they kept, and simple fishermen would say, we could prevent scurvy by eating cabbage and fruit and green leafy things. We could prevent night blindness by eating carrots. We can prevent things like rickets by getting out in the sun. And we can get rid of pellagra and beriberi by eating rice bran, brown rice. And doctors kept saying, no, give us the germ, it's the germ. And so millions of sailors died from scurvy and beriberi and pellagra back in those days to the sail. And it was all because the doctors kept looking for the germ. It was just simple nutritional deficiencies. Right now we got a runaway with, again, rickets in our kids because they're staying inside. The only thing they use is their thumbs to work on their iPads and iPhones. They don't go out in the sun anymore and play cops and robbers and cowboys and Indians. They don't play tag. They don't play hide-and-seek out in the sun. They don't work out in the sun. And our kids are suffering from rickets now, a disease we got rid of 150 years ago. And so they have to supplement them with the 90 essential nutrients, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. We have to consciously supplement with these things. It's very scary, George. You cannot eat well because everybody's avoiding the basic things because of our change in our lifestyle. Everything is going to electronics, and everybody's inside instead of being outside.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. I mean, I remember my days as a kid, Doc. You know, we played outside all the time, even in the winter. We played, street hockey.
Yeah, you never wanted to go inside.
No. You went inside to eat and sleep. That was it. Then they caught you to do your homework and stuff like that. So we're going to be back with final phone calls in a moment with Dr. Joel Wallach. And again, let me give you the website, criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com, and then the toll-free number. Keep this number, by the way. If you don't call tonight, you'll call tomorrow. 1-855-949-RADIO, the same as 1-855-949-7234. Those of you that are hanging on hold, I'll be with you in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back. Dr. Joel Wallach with us. Our final segment, again, criticalhealthnews.com, 1-855-949-RADIO. Let's go to our Skype caller, Philip in Medford, Oregon. Hey, Philip, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I've been a long-time listener and first-time caller.
Well, great.
So it's kind of fun. I'm nervous, though.
Don't worry.
George, with Dr. Wallach, I agree with most of what he says. In fact, I've practiced at least 50% of what he says. But he said one thing that caught my attention, and that was regarding sleep apnea. Now, I have, 10, 12 years, I've been using the CPAP. And I have to tell you, before that, when I was still working, driving or something, I get suddenly tired on road, have to pull over for about 15 minutes. And for no reason at all, I get this tiredness. Couldn't figure it out. anyhow, I finally went in for the sleep study, sleep test, and it wouldn't have been called to my attention except for the lady I was sleeping with. She said, "You're stopping, you're snoring, number one," drove her nuts. She said, "But you're also stopping breathing for up to a minute."
And for up to a minute? Wow.
Yeah. It scared the devil out of me. I couldn't hold my breath that long, especially exhaled. Scared death out of me. Anyhow, I went to the doctor, and the CPAP, he said the other danger of that is in that stopping the breathing, not the snoring so much, but when you know.
That's right. You could have a heart attack like that.
Exactly. Is that you, George?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what he told me, is that it could be very, very, very dangerous for your heart. Well, since I've been doing it, I don't have the problems of falling asleep when I'm driving in the daytime, and I sleep much better. So I was a little bit confused of what.
All right. Well, let's let the doc talk about that. And you know, one of the things that my dentist, by the way, you know, I did 2 years of pre-dental school, but my friend who's a dentist said that a lot of this has to do with the position of the tongue when you're sleeping, and sometimes it rolls back. But doc, I'll let you elaborate a little more on that.
Okay, well, sure. Well, I'll start off by talking about SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. And of course, these kids are crib deaf, and doctors said, "Oh, that they died in their sleep because they were sleeping on their stomach. They should have been sleeping on their back." No. Other doctors said they sleep on their back, and they should have been sleeping on their stomach. What a stupid theory! The same way with sleep apnea. Nobody dies of a heart attack from sleep apnea. That's nonsense. Okay, remember, I'm a pathologist. Now, the interesting thing that this Mike says, and the name is Mike from Medford, Oregon, right?
Philip,
I'm sorry, Philip.
That's okay.
Yeah, Philip, interesting thing about what he said, he would fall asleep during the day while he's driving. And I would ask whether or not this is like a half hour after we'd eat lunch or breakfast or in the afternoon, kind of 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This is called narcolepsy. Look up narcolepsy, NARCOLEPSY, narcolepsy. It's also in modern times called reactive hypoglycemia, hyperinsulinemia. What happens is when people will eat a meal, particularly a high carbohydrate or a sugar meal, have a lot of sugar in their coffee, they get a burst of energy at first, and then 30 minutes later, their insulin knocks their blood sugar down, and they start going to sleep. This is why people cross the center line and hit people head on and kill themselves and other people. It's called narcolepsy.
They pass out, don't they?
Yeah, they pass out because their blood sugar is too low. It has nothing to do with sleep apnea, nothing. And so what I would do is have him carry one of these little kits with him for blood sugar testing. When he gets drowsy while he's driving or in the middle of the day or middle of the morning, take his blood sugar and he'll find that it's like 40, 35, 50. It's almost a fatal level. They get this drowsiness. It's called narcolepsy, reactive hypoglycemia, hyperinsulinemia. He could do his own with my book, Let's Play Doctor. It teaches him how to do their own 6-hour blood glucose tolerance test. He could do it himself for just a few pennies, and he'll diagnose it himself. It's called narcolepsy, and so he's got to take what we call the healthy blood sugar pack to support and promote healthy blood sugar levels, to support and promote healthy sugar and carbohydrate metabolism at the cellular level, and this will all end. Okay.
And what do you think, though, what do you think of the CPAC, which has helped a lot of people in terms of keeping their oxygen level going?
Well, I'd like to see everybody sell their CPAP machine to ISIS on eBay. And just, you know, take the 90 cents of nutrients, keep your sugar intake down, and all of this goes away. Now, it's not, like I said earlier, it's not unusual for people to not breathe. They stop breathing 2 or 3 times an hour, 30 seconds, 45 seconds, a minute, a full minute. This is a normal behavior. Okay, and doctors have taken advantage because my sleep partner says that I stop breathing. So they go to the, yeah, we'll put you in the lab. Look at that. We filmed it. You're not sleeping. You could die. No, that's all nonsense. Nobody ever dies from sleep apnea unless your sleep partner shoots you for snoring.
Are people who are overweight, do they have a tendency to snore?
They do, especially if they're sleeping on their back. They need to learn to sleep on their side. They need to learn how to sleep on their stomach, and that's not possible because they're, you know, they got a big belly or something like that. We have a program where they'll lose 0.5 pound to 2 pounds a day. George, in our program, we get people to lose
60 pounds in 30 days. They'll lose 140 pounds in 100 days. They'll lose 200 pounds, which is 250 pounds, in 7 months.
Well, you better be disciplined to be on that, though, right?
No, you don't. You just put the drops under your tongue 30 minutes before each meal. Real simple.
Yeah, but what if you still eat like crazy, Doc?
You won't, because you're taking the 90 cents of nutrients and your hunger goes away. You won't eat like crazy. You don't. You take your 90 cents of nutrients. When you have hunger, that means that you're merely deficient.
Right. I agree with
that.
Take
your 90 and the hunger goes away. You take your ASAP. ASAP. It's an acronym for as slim as possible, as soon as possible. And you cannot fail. You will always lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. And you will never gain the weight back as long as you stay on the 90 for life.
Even without exercise?
Exercise? I don't like exercise.
Well, I'm going to stick to my cardio and stuff. Why don't you like exercise?
Well, if you look at professional athletes, their average lifespan is 62, except for football players is 51. There's never been a professional athlete ever lived to be 100. That's because they sweat, and of course, when they sweat out nutrients, and only drink water or Gatorade with two nutrients or Powerade with six. So we came up with a sports drink called Rebound that has 100 nutrients in it, and that will support and promote healthy sweating. It'll support and promote healthy exercise. I may have horror stories of people who were personal trainers and laughed at me for saying you need a supplement because you're sweating out all these nutrients. 2 months later, this beautiful woman, 32 years old, drops dead on the treadmill in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, my God.
You know, all these hunters that call from Atlanta. So why are you calling me? Well, remember that gal who fought you in the meeting and said that it wasn't nutrition that would keep you from dying? It was aerobics? Well, she died on the treadmill at noon 2 weeks ago. And we had 2,000 people in the L.A. Fitness Center, and that was the best advertisement you could have. When she dropped in on that treadmill after she argued with
how
you.
How sad.
So that's why everybody's calling you.
Mitt Romney's father, George Romney, former governor of Michigan, died on the treadmill. Of course, he was up in age, but still, he did. Let's go to Amy in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hello, Amy. You're on with Doc Wallach. Amy? No. Not there. I think we have a line four issue. Let's go to Tony in Corona, California.
Tony.
Hey.
Tony.
How you doing, Dr. Wallach? I'm a type 2 diabetic. I weigh 275. I'm 5'8". I have neuropathy in my legs, and there are times that I have trouble sleeping, but I never have drank, never have taken anything but prescription drugs, okay. Never have smoked.
Are you on insulin or are you on pills right now?
I am. I'm on my own regimen. I'm on insulin one time a night, and the rest of the time I use exercise to bring my sugar underneath 140, so I don't have to take insulin. I've been doing that.
We only have a minute or so left here, so let me get to you here. You weigh 275. So what I would do is get yourself three of those healthy blood sugar packs, okay, per month. Take a full dose of everything three times a day, full dose of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That'll be nine of those Sweeties capsules a day, three at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. As your blood sugar goes below 100, you know to reduce your medication. But because you have peripheral neuropathies, and I'm assuming your feet and your legs and your hands, what you want to do is get two large vials of what we call glucogel. It's raw material to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, discs between the vertebrae, and will push the vertebrae apart, take the pressure off the roots of your spinal nerves, and the neuropathy will go away. Okay, now to lose the weight, if your height, I think you said 5'8"?
5'8".
Yeah, so what you do is get two bottles a month of what we call ASAP, put a dropper full under your tongue, not a drop, but a dropper full under your tongue 30 minutes before each meal. A second dropper full under your tongue 15 minutes for each meal. Within a couple of days, you're going to lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. And in some weeks, you'll lose 4 pounds a day. It'll all be very healthy because you're taking the 90 cents of nutrients. The Sweeties with the healthy blood sugar packs is going to help you with your sugar metabolism. And you're going to lose that weight. And you're going to be one of George Norrie's hero stories. You're going to do extremely well. You're going to be a beacon for other people.
We like hero stories. Let's go to Kim in Vermont. Hey, Kim, welcome to the program.
Oh, my God, it's George. Hi, George.
Hi, Kim.
I love you. Oh, well, can I ask my question
Yes,
now?
You can.
Okay. How does he
he feel, Joel, feel about medical marijuana? Does he feel that that can actually cure arthritis? Because I know I feel really good after eating a brownie.
Well, a lot of people swear by it, Joel.
Okay, well, the value of medical marijuana is two things. Number one, it does give you a sort of a general feeling, a good feeling, right? It's a good feeling type of herb.
Yep.
But also, it does have omega-3 essential fatty acids in it, which can relieve inflammation and reduce your risk of blood clots. That's one of my nine lawsuits against the FDA, which I prevailed in federal court, which I can say without fear of retribution, that you can reduce your risk of thrombotic stroke, and you can reduce your risk of pulmonary embolism and coronary thrombosis, and also provide an enormous amount of anti-inflammatory properties with omega-3s, whether it comes from hemp seeds, whether it comes from flaxseed oil, or it comes from fish oils. The omega-3s will do that. And so this is the value of marijuana. It will not cure arthritis. It'll relieve the discomfort, relieve inflammation, relieve pain, but it will not cure it because you really can't use the cure word, to eliminate arthritis, bone-to-bone arthritis, you have to give the body minerals, and this is where the healthy bone and joint pack comes in. It would be a good thing to use with that medical marijuana because it's going to give your body what it needs to support and promote maintenance and repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix.
And the drops are good.
Medical marijuana will relieve the inflammation and pain, but it will not rebuild.
The drops are good, Doc, I'm told, for glaucoma.
Yeah, well, drops for glaucoma, again, it's an anti-inflammatory thing, right?
Yeah.
Because when you have glaucoma, you have obstructive artery disease in the eyes. You can relax those arteries and get more blood flow in there. You're going to reduce the need for the drops. I would only reduce your drops based on the actual pressure measurements. When you go to the doctor, don't do it without those measurements. We don't want you to lose your vision. But there's all kinds of good anti-inflammatory things, the feel-good piece. But I am concerned about birth defects from medical marijuana. Not directly. Medical marijuana is not shown to cause birth defects. But young couples will take their disposable money to buy recreational marijuana. They'll buy medical marijuana. And they're not going to take vitamins and minerals before they get pregnant. And I can foresee the rate of birth defects in Colorado and Washington State going up.
Ah, that's interesting.
Because they're spending their money somewhere else.
We'll have to watch that. Let's take a couple more calls, then we'll wrap it up. First-time caller, Matt, truck driving in Tennessee. Matt, you're on with Doc Wallach. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. George. And
hey, Matt.
Dr. Wallach.
Yes, sir. What can we do for you?
Doc, this has been going on for about a year. I can be asleep on my day off, and my kidneys will wake me up hurting. They also will occasionally will hurt me on either side, just for sitting for, you know, while I'm driving. I'm a truck driver.
Mm-hmm.
I don't drink alcohol or anything like that. I'm not a huge drinker. I mean, I've gotten a habit now lately of drinking more and more water. But what kind of advice could you give me to what I need to maybe...
What do you weigh?
Sorry?
What do you weigh, Matt?
I was up to 320. I'm down to 275 now. I'm 6'1".
Okay.
I've
spent many, many years with truck drivers, and I know them very well because they deal with their need to pass tests for blood pressure and heart disease and diabetes and all kind of stuff to get their licenses. And so, yeah, a big guy like you, 275, living in truck stops and on the road, and does the pain get worse when you lay down to go to sleep at night or in a lazy boy chair, or does it get better?
No, sir, it gets better if I get up and move around. It'll wake me up in the morning.
I suspect you have degenerative disc disease, you have peripheral neuropathies in your back and your legs. And so what I would do is take 3 healthy bone and joint packs per month, a full dose of everything 3 times a day, a full dose of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Avoid all the bad stuff, particularly carbonated drinks, because they neutralize your stomach acid and reduce your ability to absorb minerals, and digest protein, absorb B12. And so you need to absorb, avoid the carbonated drinks. If you want something, of course, we have a rebound, our non-carbonated version of Rebound. It would be perfect for you. It has 100 nutrients in it. Gives you energy. And doesn't have the carbonation. Well, we have a carbonated form, but you need the non-carbonated form. And you can also take, we have an anti-inflammatory oral capsule called CM Plus capsule. You can take 9 of those a day. It'd be 3 bottles a month. That'll give you a lot of anti-inflammatory stuff. And if you want to lose about 50, 60, 70 pounds, you can actually take, again, our ASAP. Go ahead and take a dropper full under your tongue 30 minutes before each meal. Take a dropper full under your tongue 15 minutes before each meal, and you'll lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. You'll get to where you need to be.
Just suppresses the appetite a little bit, huh?
Well, not only that, George, but it actually stimulates pituitary to release hormones to actually help you lose weight faster.
Ah, I like that. All right, Doc, we are out of time. Let's keep in touch. You have yourself a great Christmas, good holiday, and let's talk to you next month, okay?
God bless you, George, you and Tom and all your team. You're wonderful. We appreciate all the good work you do getting the information out to America. I think between us, we can save America, you and me, George.
Well, I tell you what, that's the name of the game, to try at least save one. CriticalHealthNews.com. And the toll-free number again is 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. We'll be back with more.